W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The fate of the budget over the next 2 years will now be decided by Governor Tony Evers. The Republican-led legislature passed the two-year funding bill last week with provisions that Evers has promised to veto. Those include a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system over diversity offices and a tax cut that favors the wealthiest Wisconsinites. The governor's office can make the changes to the budget through specific line item vetoes, or he could veto the entire budget and require the legislature to start over. The fight over the future of Wisconsin's elections administrator is likely headed to the courts. Terry Bell with more.
Wisconsin's six elections commissioners deadlocked on nominating Megan Wolf for reappointment last week. Commissioner Ann Jacobs is one of the three Democratic commissioners who abstained. She says the language of the laws make it clear that Wolf stays on the job.
And they begin with the clause, if a vacancy occurs. Quite simply, under the law itself, a vacancy hasn't occurred.
Jacobs points to the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that let Fred Prehn stay on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired. Nevertheless, Senate Republicans are pushing to force a confirmation vote, but Jacobs says Wolf doesn't have to cooperate.
Why would she go when she is the administrator and there's nothing to have a hearing about?
Many Republicans blame Wolf for perceived problems with Wisconsin's election system. Jacobs was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
There's a new push in Congress to stabilize milk prices and save family farms. The Milk from Family Dairies Act would set a minimum price that processors would have to pay farmers. It would also encourage farmers not to overproduce, which sends prices down. Lynn McBride is active in the National Family Farm Coalition.
Our plan would send signals to dairy farmers across the country about the amount of milk that's demanded in the market, and any dairy farmer who's interested in exceeding that wouldn't be paid the same as all the dairy farmers who are meeting that level.
The coalition would like to see the proposal included in the U.S. Farm Bill. Congress is set to vote on it this fall. Home prices in Wisconsin have more than doubled over the past 10 years, outpacing neighboring states here in the Midwest. That's according to a new report out from the University of Wisconsin Extension, using data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The report credits lack of housing supply following the Great Recession, preventing the state from keeping up with demand and leading to the staggering increase in prices over the past decade. Since February 2012, Wisconsin went from the second lowest median home sale price in the Midwest to the second highest, according to the report. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Fairgoers had an unexpected experience at the Forest County Festival in Crandon yesterday. Several people were stuck upside down after the ride Fireball stopped suddenly and got stuck at the top. The Crandon Fire Department responded, but they didn't have a ladder to help people get down. WAOW reports the Antigo Fire Department was called in and everyone was rescued safely. With most of the state experiencing drought conditions, the DNR is asking people to celebrate the 4th of July fireworks-free. Fires spread quickly and burn more intensely during periods of summer drought. There have already been 50 wildfires in the state this past week. Anyone responsible for starting a wildfire in Wisconsin is liable for the cost of putting the fire out and potentially any damages. Remember that fireworks are prohibited on DNR-managed land. If possible, attend a professional fireworks display in your area. Most are free to attend. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The Brewers host the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew is back home after their road trip. The Brewers taking two out of three games in Pittsburgh after beating the Pirates yesterday 6-3. William Contreras got things going in the third. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras sends it into deep left center field. That is way back there, and Contreras sends it out of here. A three-run home run.
Brewers Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, William's having a really nice season. I mean, he's having an excellent season. Our catchers in general are having excellent seasons, and Williams is the offensive player combined with the defensive player that we were hoping we could get, and we're lucky to have him.
Colin Ray got the win. Closer Devin Williams got the save and learned he's headed to the All-Star game again this year.
It's a really special honor to be selected to this game, so it's just kind of that I keep working to get better. You know, I'm really grateful.
So the Brewers opening a four-game home series today, first pitch at 1:10. Golf, Bernhard Langer wins the U.S. Seniors Open in Stevens Point, finishing 7 under par, 2 shots ahead of Steve Stricker, 3 ahead of Jerry Kelly.
It's been a long time coming, but, you know, the record of 46 wins happened this week. It's certainly one of the greatest tournaments we ever compete in. And, you know, to beat this field where everybody was here, especially Stricker and Kelly on their home grounds, is a very special feeling.
College football. The Badgers have suspended linebacker Jordan Turner after admitting he was arrested on an OWI charge. NBA. The Bucks re-signing Jay Crowder to a one-year deal. Over the weekend, they also signed a two-year deal with Brooke Lopez worth $48 million. Bucks GM John Horst on signing Chris Middleton despite only playing in 33 games last season.
Chris obviously had stops and starts last year. It's part of anyone's NBA journey. Probably easy to forget the Iron Man that he was prior to that.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
Joining us as he does every Monday, every day at the 8 o'clock hour, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
That's right. I only work Mondays.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Just a nice tease to the audience. Paul, how was your weekend?
Yeah. It was good. You know, it was productive working on a landscaping project in our backyard, so that's taking up a lot of time.
Nice.
Weekend, and I'll kind of be taking on that this week on and off.
Good luck with it. Let us know.
How's your weather going to look for that?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Needless to say, I took a lot of breaks.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, it's still going to be a warm day today here and still tomorrow, but starting to see a cool front coming in to the picture here. It's going to drop those temps off to the latter half of the week. So good days for you're doing some work outdoors, or if you do work outdoors as it is, certainly be more comfortable for you as we get towards the latter half of the week. Still looking at about 91 and sunshine today. Winds will stay light and variable. For tonight, isolated shower storm chance overnight, 66. Chances for scattered storms Tuesday, best chances in the afternoon, and then more to Tuesday night. A high at about 91 on your 4th of July. Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms, maybe some stronger storms early. Lows at 66. Chance for showers or a storm into Wednesday, more clouds and 80, and then 55. The rain chances taper off Wednesday night, and looking pretty dry and still cooler as well. To look forward to that here. 77, some sun Thursday, 52 Thursday night, 81 sunny Friday. Weekend weather, 83, partly sunny Saturday. Some more rain chances coming in later Saturday into Sunday as we get into that. But it could be a kind of a bumpier 4th of July. With that front coming in tomorrow. So, yeah.
We're wishing you a great 4th, Paul. We, of course, won't be here tomorrow, but we'll meet you back here on Wednesday, okay?
All right. You sound good. You guys have a great 4th.
You too.
Yeah,
Thank you,
Paul.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we won't be here tomorrow. Just a reminder to you all out there, you get a day off. you get a break from us, everybody.
Vacation for all way around. Not just a day off of work, but us too.
Happy Independence Day from us. we're going to have, meet you back here Wednesday. We're looking forward to it. Got a jam-packed show for you Wednesday. And while we have tomorrow off, we're getting to work in today, everybody. We got a lot to do this morning.
All right.
In just a little bit, we will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where not only will we be celebrating all of you, we're pulling our winner for June. Gotta do that.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Gotta have that. That is coming up for us. We're also going to have our birthdays for tomorrow. We will have our 4th of July birthdays as well, since we won't be here tomorrow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That is all coming up. And a little bit later, we're going to get into four things to look forward to in July, which by four, I mean 4,000 things. It's broken up in sports and movies and entertainment, gotcha, and holidays and all that. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Looking forward to it. And 9 o'clock hour kicks off, as it does every Monday, with the Kitchens Open. Mm-hmm. Melissa's great segment that we're looking forward to diving into. We're going to have some fun with that. After we're done hanging out with Melissa in the kitchen, we will come back and get you a monthly veterans update from our great friend Bill Heck.
Yes.
Bill came in last Friday and recorded this for us, so it's a recorded segment. So all you paparazzi that come by here to try to see Bill as he's leaving, don't even bother. Bill cut
not
it
actually
off.
Here.
Bill's not even here. Nicely done, Bill. Way to avoid that paparazzi, Bill. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun as well. Also going to get into, let me see here. I had another couple things I wanted to. A TikTok that ain't right story.
Okay.
We got,
hand in hand right there.
Yep, yep. And we've also got 8 stats and facts for the 4th of July. We'll get into that one as well.
Nice.
Seth, Melissa, and I caught up. We had a nice weekend, a little busy, but you know, not bad. How was yours?
It was busy. We had a lot going on in terms of getting Beth ready to go on her big trip over to Europe. So we got lots of stuff going on there, and just, you know, normal weekend stuff.
Yeah.
Me mentally preparing myself for another long time with just the boys.
Yes.
Myself.
You got this, Dad.
It'll be fine. It'll be fun. So,
it was just great to see you walk in today. To know you made it. You survived.
I did.
That was good alone. We're wishing Beth safe travels.
Of course.
Hope that goes well and everything. If anything, I mean, obviously safe travels, certainly, but also just like, you know, she's able to get like the flights all go like they're supposed to.
Here's hoping, you know.
Just even that.
She lucked out last week, and hopefully today and on the way back, you know, in a week or so, she'll be good to go. So
knock on wood, across your fingers, speak backwards. I don't know, whatever you do, whatever your version of good luck is, do that. We're wishing Beth safe travels. I wanted to kick off our show in a couple of places. One of the things I wanted to do first is rewinding. Last Friday, I had the opportunity. I was invited on to Kristen Bry's As Goes Wisconsin.
That's right.
I got to hang out with them for a half an hour last Friday. First off, wanted to thank them. Some of the best hosts you will find. Mm-hmm. Not only a wonderful off-air, but on-air. What you see is what you get. I got to hear Jane's voice, which I love.
She's got such a great voice.
She has one of those classic Beverly D'Angelo voices
that
I cannot get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I embarrass her every time I talk to her, but I just have such a good time on that show. They're lucky that I don't try to break into the show every day.
What's this guy going on here?
It's a lot of fun. I do want to apologize, though. I had a microphone set up. I could not get it hooked up to my laptop, and so I just was using the mic on my laptop, like we usually do on Zoom and Skype, like when we're on those things usually.
Right, right.
Listening to the audio afterwards, I was not proud of that. not my finest work as a producer or anything like that myself, so I do apologize for that. But that just means she's got to have me on again.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the whole
second
point.
Take.
Yes, that was the whole point of all this. Kristen's an actress. She understands. She gets
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
A really, really good time. Really good interview, as they usually do. As they always do it on As Goes Wisconsin. I encourage you to go to civicmedia.us. You can find all of our shows there, including As Goes Wisconsin, and be sure to check out the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this one, too, because this was a week or two ago this came about, but we did not get a chance to touch on it. And I love when we can start with not only a good story of the day, but a weird good story of the day, which is right in our wheelhouse.
Par for the course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A guy in Wisconsin is in the news after making friends with a fish. He goes snorkeling in the same lake each summer, and smallmouth bass he calls Elvis has taken a liking to him.
Oh, goodness.
They meet in the same spot, and he feeds him crawfish.
Aww.
If other fish get too close, he gets jealous, and the fish and Elvis will get them away.
We'll chase him away. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
There is a great video on YouTube you can find if you just type in man from Wisconsin makes friends with fish, or Elvis the fish, or any of these things. I tried a couple of different scenarios, and they all popped up for me pretty well. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
We, of course, wrapped up the month of June and had our poll question that we were doing.
Oh, that's right.
And we had a couple of votes in over the, you know, in the last couple of days in June and everything. And we have our winner.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Now, in our hearts, aged white cheddar certainly is it first and foremost in our hearts.
Aw, thanks.
but the big winner was... Ice cream.
I knew it.
Yeah. We kind of had a feeling.
It's also
that one.
Summer, you know.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat ice cream, really.
No, you can't.
Now, all right. Now, this is where I got to get serious for a second and everything, because I don't mean to, and I'm sorry to do this so early in the morning to everybody, but I got a lot of nasty emails over the weekend from butter, from cheese, from frozen custard, even from chocolate milk, which I voted for, all telling me it was unfair to do this poll question in the summer when everybody was thinking ice cream, had ice cream on the brain.
It's 80 degrees out, you know.
I didn't choose when Dairy Month is, all right?
That's what I was going to say. And it's not your fault.
And I'm starting to lose it, people. There's nothing I can cover where I don't get these emails. Please, tell me what you want me to cover. Just tell me, and I'll do it. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
He's finally losing it, everyone. He's gone. He's going.
Oh, long-time listeners know I lost it a long time ago. But never really had it, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, those mean dairy products. You know, they're not just mean to Melissa. They're mean to you, too. So.
Damn. Get us with their words. They get us with their lactate.
Their enzymes, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you know.
Man. Mean dairy.
Mean dairy. Dairy goes bad.
I love doing this thing, and it's in a very, very fun way where Seth and I know Melissa has something, and so we both kind of pull back, and she just kind of goes. It just slowly kind of lets it fall. It's so hilarious, Melissa.
It's awesome.
You were so good at it. You were so darn good at it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bark in the Park at historic Winterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festival dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy today, with daytime highs approaching 91. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
I always feel like we should be singing along to this.
Badly, yes.
Badly.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There's always that person at the end. To you. And then it gets the last. And to you.
I so hope someone was tuning in just then.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope so.
Definitely. And they will never be back.
And then we apologize.
Yeah. Yes, we would like to apologize to the audience right now. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. Get them to info at WFHR.com or james.miloff at civicmedia.us. You want to do so you could be one of the people like our friends here in June that qualified and may be our winner for the free Misty's menu.
Yeah.
We're going to do that right now. We're going to go ahead and pull our winner for June. And Melissa, have you ever gotten to do this?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. I don't know if Seth has. Have you, Seth?
I've done like once. Yeah, I think I've done it once. Yeah.
So we're going to let Seth do it this time.
All right.
We have 30 entries for the month of June.
How about that?
All right.
One for every day. A big shout out to everybody out there. Thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries.
That is what we like.
I really do appreciate y'all out there. Thanks so much for doing this, everybody. Keep it coming. We love celebrating with every single one of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 30.
1 through 30, let's go with number 26 today.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Number 26, and that gives us, let me see, I can't even find that number 26. There it is. Dave and Patty Urban.
Oh, ooh. Dave and Patty, congratulations.
The anniversary winners. Yes. Yay.
Dave and Patty celebrated their anniversary on the 13th of June.
All right.
Wishing them a happy anniversary again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're our winners, you guys.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
You could be just like Dave and Patty. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. And you could be our winner. We encourage you to do so. And a big shout out again to Dave and Patty. Urban, happy anniversary. You're our winners for the month of June for the free Misty's menu. They got themselves 2 lunches and 2 pieces of pie.
Excellent.
Right on.
And they will be enjoying that, and we encourage them to.
Mm-hmm.
We send a big thank you to Misty's as well for sponsoring the segment.
Mm-hmm.
We have birthdays for today and tomorrow, so we're going to go ahead and take a look at that. And right now we have just instant qualifiers because you only have one name on both.
Oh, okay.
So first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Joanne Oligny.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Joanne, we wish you a fantastic day, and yeah. Joanne, I hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And to Pam's cousin, we also want to wish a birthday to today, Mary Ann Eskrit Groff.
Happy birthday, Mary Ann.
Happy birthday.
Mary Ann grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh,
I'm wishing
nice.
Her a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, celebrating a birthday, June Went.
Happy birthday, June.
Happy birthday, June.
I have to be honest. The name is typed here, Juna, J-U-N-A, but I'm guessing that it might be a typo.
Ooh, okay.
I've never seen Juna. That. Now, if that's her name.
June or Juna?
That is a beautiful name.
That is a cool name.
I don't want to get it wrong. And it would be a fun way to play on the name, you know, somebody born in July. And if you
instead of June, right?
June,
yeah.
You know? But so I'm not sure. But Juna, June, Went, you are a qualifier for tomorrow. And happy 4th of July to you and happy birthday.
Yeah, that's cool. 4th of July birthday. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wishing you a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Ellie King is 34 today. Her big hit, X's and O's.
Okay.
Yes.
I think if you heard that one, you might know it.
Yeah, I think so.
I like that one. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
A very kind of a throwback song to me. It reminds me of like the doo-wop music as it was getting into the 60s.
It's very catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Olivia Munn is 43. Cyclops on X-Men. She was also on in Imagine Dragons' Cutthroat video. I think a lot of people remember her from she was on the Sci-Fi Network, not Sci-Fi. That network, the game show network, G4. She was on.
G4
for a long time.
The video game network.
Attack of the Show.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That had its moment in the sun. That network.
It did for a little while.
It burned and faded away pretty quickly. But there was some fun stuff on that network.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. That's one of the things with streaming that's going to bother me a little bit. Those TV networks that had that loose following like Sci-Fi and some of the Game Show Network and some of these back in the day when the channels just showed up.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden there was all of a sudden a Hallmark channel in these things. And like, oh, all right, I'll
what's
check
this? Yeah.
Now that's never going to happen to you anymore.
No. Now you have to pick what you watch.
Yeah.
You can't just watch what's coming on next.
You can't discover something, right? right? It's no. so hard to do that.
It's not. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's nothing that big, but it does. It does bother me a little bit.
Right. Like, oh. Well, now we just spend our time scrolling and flipping through like Netflix and
yeah, exactly.
And the just see what's on, but you never watch anything.
All anybody would do is complain that we had 300 channels and nothing to watch. Now it's I have 300 things to watch on Netflix and nothing I want to watch. Nothing. Exactly. Let's see. Andrea Barber is 47. Kimmy Gibbler on Full House in Fuller House.
Oh, my gosh.
She did a good job on that show.
Oh, boy.
Great character actor. Patrick Wilson is 50 today. The big 5-0.
Wow. He's 50?
Yeah. Wow. Ed Warren in the Insidious and Conjuring movies. Mm-hmm. He's also the Ocean Master in Aquaman.
Oh, wow.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, he does not look 50.
No. He looks really good. Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yes, he is.
He is a really solid actor. Those Conjuring movies, I was not really that into watching them, but they are based on a true story, mm-hmm. loosely, and so that pulled me in a little bit, and my ex was really into those things. Oh. I really enjoyed his performance along with the actress in that one, who always does an amazing job no matter what you see her in. Yep. She was in the Norman Bates movie, too, and stuff.
Yeah.
She's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The great Benedict Wong is 52 today.
All right.
He is Wong in the current Sorcerer Supreme in the MCU. And,
that's right. He's good. He's funny.
I don't think anybody is enjoying the resurgence and the rush of superhero movies more than Benedict Wong.
He's popping into shows, into movies, and he looks like he's having a ball.
More work than he's ever gotten. Yep. And for actors like him that look and have his background and all these things, that just doesn't... Roles don't fall into your lap. And this role, he worked for it. He got it.
Of course.
But now he's been able to turn it into like 18 different performances and everything. And he shows up at all the... it couldn't happen to a better guy, too.
He was in the She-Hulk series. He was hilarious in that. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Julian Assange is 52.
Wow.
But there's a name we all forgot. Jeez.
Wow.
I forgot all about that one. Connie Nielsen is 58. She was in Wonder Woman and Justice League. She is Lily Gray in The Following, Lucilla in Gladiator. Another great character actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's done some really good work in her career.
Very nice.
Tommy Flanagan is 58. Chibs in Sons of Anarchy. Tommy is not a household name by any means. He's an Irish actor. He is one of my favorite character actors, in part because I love these actors that push against what image is supposed to be. If you Google Tommy Flanagan, you will see he has these scars on his cheeks that are very defined. And you wouldn't... Most actors would never get a break with these kind of scars, right. with these kind of things. He has found roles that play into that and that work with him on it. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a very handsome man. I think he does an amazing job as an actor. And he has one of those beautiful Irish accents that you just can't get enough of. Great actor.
It's like music when they talk, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I encourage you to look into him. He's got an interesting backstory as well. The great Yardley Smith is 59. It's pronounced Yardley, but I've heard herself pronounce it Yardley.
Yardley?
So, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard a lot of different ways, but Yardley is how a lot of people pronounce it. I know her better as Lisa, because she is the voice of Lisa Simpson.
That is correct.
She's had some other work here and there and everything, but she really got tired of auditioning, and never getting a part. And so her $85 million that she has made off of Lisa Simpson just kind of sat back with that.
Why not?
You know? Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not?
And she works. She acts a lot, but just more theater stuff and does a lot of local things where she lives in out in California, I believe, and that. But I really enjoy her.
She's good.
Nobody else could ever do Lisa. Nobody
Such
could ever
place voice.
The voice
yeah.
of Lisa Simpson. Tom Cruise is 61.
Okay.
Somehow, Tom Cruise is 61. Despite trying to, push again, fight this.
Sorry, Tom, you're still 61. Yeah.
I will never take anything away from Tom Cruise, the actor. I think Tom Cruise, watch him in Magnolia. And it's by far and away, I think, his best acting performance. Mm-hmm. He does a very good job in that movie and was nominated for an Oscar. And if you really want to see the Tom Cruise can act, watch that movie. I think Born on the 4th of July, especially right now in the time of year we're in and everything, is another good watch. I enjoy his action movies. I've watched every single one of them. I've seen almost everything he's done. Going back to when he was a kid with the movie Legend. which I encourage everybody to watch. Not for Tom Cruise, although you will see Tom Cruise before The Money, because Tom's teeth are not good.
But we got them fixed, yeah.
Watch Legend for the great Tim Curry. That's why you watch that movie. But, I mean, you can't talk about Tom Cruise and not talk about, obviously, Scientology and his off-the-field stuff. And it's just very cringy. It's very, very cringy. Yeah. I would not want to have a glass of water with Tom Cruise. But I would work with him in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he is one of those lines, those balances of, can you do this and that at the same time? Can you chew gum and walk at the same time?
Right.
Can you? Am I going to watch the new Mission Impossible movie when it comes out? Yeah, definitely. Do I like supporting Tom Cruise and some of the things he supports? Nah, makes me feel very cringy. So I think it's an interesting balance that we all have to do.
And for all, I mean, from what we've heard, he's a very professional actor. When he's on set, he's a pro. So
I've never heard anybody say that Tom Cruise pushes them into Scientology. I do hear a lot of people say that he goes out of his way to bring it up.
Okay, to talk about it. Okay,
I don't know. I do want to push back against one thing. Quit putting Tom Cruise in the same category as Jackie Chan. Tom Cruise has done a couple of crazy out there stunts, which, by the way, there is a billion like safeguards for.
Yeah.
A billion. Jackie Chan did this every moment he was on set and with no like net. With no net.
Crazy.
No help whatsoever. Like, man. Not the same thing. I give Tom Cruise credit for doing all his like death-defying things and stuff he does in these movies. Tom Cruise very rarely has a stunt double, and I give him a lot of credit for it. There's a big difference between him and Jackie Chan.
No, yeah. Let's be real here.
The level of what they're doing in those stunts.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Vince Clark is 63, Depeche Mode, Eraser, and Yaz keyboardist.
My own personal.
Oh,
gee, I heard that song this weekend.
Vinny, also great singer. Great singer. Mm-hmm. I believe he is the one that has the song One Caress that he sings. He gets to do the lead vocals on the Depeche Mode song. He doesn't get to do that very often.
Right.
It is top five most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life.
Nice.
One Caress from Depeche Mode. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check that out. Sorry. Melissa and I were celebrating over on Wiz Country, Aaron Tippin's 65th birthday. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy 67th to Montel Williams, the talk show host.
Oh, wow.
Also a multiple sclerosis survivor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big shout out to him. Yeah, did not bring a lot of pomp and circumstance to it, but I do remember him going through this and everything. Became a big promoter of legalizing and normalizing marijuana because it really helped him with multiple sclerosis and getting through that.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Smithers is 74, Bailey Quarters on WKRP in Cincinnati. Gotta love
that show.
Gotta love that show. let's see here. Humor columnist Dave Barry is 76.
Oh, good old Dave.
Yeah, great writer. Great writer.
Hilarious.
Kurtwood Smith is 80, the legend Red Foreman on That 70s Show. Everybody wanted to be grounded by Red. Everybody. I did.
He's 80 years old?
I can't believe he's 80. God bless him.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does not look 80 years old. Wow.
Also, great performance in RoboCop. That should be mentioned. Kurtwood Smith is one of those actors, man. Like, even if you don't like That 70s Show, one of those guys that I was always hoping would get a role. Just get a role. Carl Urban, this happened to recently, where Carl Urban, every time I saw him, I'm like, that guy's good. He deserves a shot. And most actors don't get that shot. He gets a chance on The Boys, the TV show on Amazon. It's one of the biggest TV shows in the world, and he proves he can do a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
Kurtwood Smith, very similar thing with That 70s Show.
Yep.
Topher Grace and, you know, obviously Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, a lot of big names on that show, a lot of big actors. I don't think that show is even close to as successful as it is without the parents.
No, it's not
even close. I don't even know if it makes it a second season. Nothing against those that cast. I just gave you some pretty big names there that all of them have gone on to do really good work. But you know, Red and Kitty, that was the show. Her laugh, his looks, like that made the show for me. They could have done a spinoff where the kids go to, I mean, they do have the second one on Netflix. I still haven't seen it. But I think that they could have done a spinoff where all the kids go off and it's just focused on those two. And the neighbor with the big hair.
Bob, whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm. I look back and that show was better than I remember it. I didn't really watch a lot of TV when it was in its heyday. I look back at that show and it wasn't as bad.
I watched it quite a bit. I liked it.
Kurtwood Smith, and he's also actually before and about maybe around the same time, he's in a very classic two-part episode of Star Trek Voyager where he plays a really good villain.
Huh.
He does an excellent job with it.
I believe that he's a good villain.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. Otherwise, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get over to Misty's Menu. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stitt Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Rafters are on a winning streak with 4 in a row. They beat the Lakeshore Chinooks on Thursday 9-1, won against the Madison Mallards on Friday 10-3. They had shutout games over the weekend, beating the Mallards again on Saturday 3-0. On Sunday, they won against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders 2-0. They'll play their second game against the Dock Spiders in Fond du Lac tonight, first pitch at 6:05. A winner has been crowned for the 2023 U.S. Senior Open at Century World in Stevens Point. Bernard Langer won at 7-under after shooting a final round of 69. Langer is now the oldest winner of the U.S. Senior Open at 65 years old. He also holds the title of most wins on a PGA Champions Tour with 46 wins. Two Wisconsin favorites finished in second and third place. Steve Stricker claimed second at 5-under, and Jerry Kelly finished with -4 for third place. The U.S. Senior Open at Century World was a successful event, but local businesses had hoped to see a large boost in traffic during the week, and many did not. Several events happened all at once during the weekend with the golf tournament, the farmers market, and Riverfront Rendezvous. Many local families chose to spend the weekend out of town to avoid the crowds, but for those who attended, the events went off without a hitch. Stevens Point was in the national spotlight for the U.S. Senior Open. Many who attended from out of town were impressed with the community and said they'll be back. Tickets are on sale now for the Merrill Area United Way Concert for a Cause. Leslie Blazing will headline the concert on Tuesday, August 8th at the Northwoods Veterans Post in Merrill. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Gas prices fell 7.4 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state of Wisconsin is $3.39 per gallon. This is $1.20 lower than a year ago at this time. Analysts from Gas Buddy say it's possible prices will fall a bit more as demand increases through the later part of the summer. They say it's even possible for the national average to fall below $3 per gallon before the end of the season. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th annual celebration and street dance on Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. There will be activities for the kids and plenty of food trucks and other refreshments. The parade begins at 3:30 p.m. and the street dance begins at 5 p.m. when Southbound takes the stage. Don't forget to stick around for the fireworks at dusk presented by the Braddock Company. Help celebrate 76 years of community service with the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department, Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. Don't miss it.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This week's sponsor for Pet of the Week is Current Technologies and Kohler Generators, proud supporters of Southwood County Humane Society. They would also like to welcome you to Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters.
Comfort Bingo, prizes, Animal Festive dress-up contest, rumor wars, and more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafter Game, 6:35 start.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 91. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving.
Easily my favorite Petty song.
Nice.
By far and away my favorite Tom Petty song. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We're going to dive into what to look forward to in July. Got a lot of things to cover here. There's a lot of fun things going on in July. We're going to dive right into them. And it's not on the list in front of me, but I did want to include this in there. July supermoon.
Supermoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's been beautiful.
Yeah. That has been already something to see. Mm-hmm. That has been enjoying. I don't know.
Very
I
cool.
It. Yeah, it's been very cool. Throw that out there. It's one of four supermoons we're going to have this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we just had one, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
This was the first. This one, not only the this month is also known as the Buck Moon, the one that we have currently.
Cool.
According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, local weather conditions allowing you to see it pretty well for the most part.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, no, things cleared off a little.
In sports, the Major League Baseball's All-Star Game goes down on July 11th. Mm-hmm. Seth and I will be talking about this and the snubs and different things about it on Playmakers today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 every Monday for Playmakers.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the segment.
Woohoo.
The ESPY Awards are the following night on July 12th. And the Tour de France starts tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Raise your hands if you knew the Tour de France starts tomorrow.
No.
Nope.
Seth, I don't know, Melissa, if you did or not, but I know when we were kids, it seemed like this was one of the bigger events. Like, sports-wise, if you paid attention to sports, you heard about this.
And yeah.
It's kind of weird to me how, I mean, I think that with all the troubles of the doping and all this, like that, it burnt people out of that sport.
I think it did. I mean, it just, you couldn't turn around without some other scandal about doping or something. It got to be too much.
I think Lance Armstrong killed it.
In a lot of ways.
I think he killed that sport. I whether you think that's fair or not, how big has it been since him?
Yeah.
Yeah, not as promoted, for sure.
That's for sure.
Still very big. Wimbledon begins on Monday.
Ooh, there we go.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Playing on grass.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love Wimbledon. I love the event. A few big movies are on the way, including Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. This is supposed to be. This is supposedly the last two Mission Impossible movies.
All
these
right.
Next two. Raise your hand if you believe that.
Impromptu voting here today.
Two huge ones also coming out this month. Oppenheimer, which I've been kind of teasing for a while now and everything. That is the movie starring Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon.
Everybody.
Yeah, really.
There's so many big names in it.
The great Christopher Nolan movie based on the book about Oppenheimer, which tells us all these things that we did not know about the most destructive device literally ever built.
That's right.
Yeah. And the moral difficulties that are involved in that. Just the trailer has got me giving goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to see that movie. It can't disappoint me. It's one of these movies where I'm going into it and it cannot disappoint me. It's based on a true story. It's based on too many facts. Like, there's no way where I'm going to be, disappointed by the ending. Like, you know the ending. You know, the aspects of it. There's just stuff you don't know about the process that I find very interesting. And Cillian Murphy is one of our most underrated actors that we have in the game today.
Yeah.
And he looks so much like Oppenheimer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's uncanny how much he looks like the real Robert Oppenheimer. The latest trailer, I watched it. They focus more on the building of the bomb. I'm more interested in the second part. about what happened afterwards. Because I've actually read the book. I think I said that before. And it's fascinating. And the fact that Matt Damon is playing the character that he is, that part is what I'm really curious about. Because if he's playing, and I think I'm pretty sure I know the character he's playing or the person he's playing, things from the first part of the movie and the second part of the movie, very different. Things change quite a bit. So, it'll be interesting.
The new Barbie movie is coming out, too, and that'll be on July 21st. Both of those are coming out on July 21st.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting juxtaposition of movies there.
And their job with this Barbie movie is very interesting, too. They went a lot of different angles with this one that I don't think a lot of people saw. And there is so much hype about this movie. Like, it's not and not by where we would think it would be from, like, little kids and all that. There's a lot of adults that are looking for the nostalgia, and there's a lot of adults that are very drawn to the idea of these characters being brought into the real world and all this. I've been very impressed with seeing how many pre-sales they're doing on tickets and all that. It's interesting.
Wow. That's really interesting.
And Haunted Mansion comes out on July 28th, the new Disney movie starring Lakeith Stanfield, one of my favorite actors in the world. Get that Disney money, Lakeith. Get that Disney money, man.
Danny DeVito. That's all I'm going to say. Danny DeVito's in it, man.
Is that a remake?
I think it's a redo, like a reimagining. It's not like the original one. This is much more. I think if when I saw the trailer, they're basing it very much more on the actual ride. It looks like they're really pulling from the actual thing to go with it. Not, the other one they kind of sort of did, but this one it looks like they're doing more with that. So
I did just get a text from California, actually from Hollywood specifically. Please go and see movies. That's what they're begging people to see movies. If you saw the weekend box office numbers for the Indiana Jones movie and in some of the recent weeks, not looking good. People just ain't going to the movies, man. It's just not happening. You got to give them something, I guess. And they're trying. They're trying, but it's not. Even Indy couldn't get them to the movies.
That fascinates me. But yes.
Yeah, I expected that one to be very well attended.
Yeah, gangbusters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are not alone, you two. There is a lot of people in Hollywood right now.
Disney's probably scratching their head. They're like, wait, what? What's going on here?
But a lot of people traveled this weekend. You're not going to go to a movie in another town.
Lots of traveling.
We'll see how it does in the second weekend. That is what they are hoping for. If you are Disney, you are hoping for this holiday weekend to really bring it in. That's what they're hoping
today
for.
Today and tomorrow,
But they are literally holding their breath on it to see. New stuff on the small screen on your TV. Netflix show Quarterback premieres on July 12th. A lot of people excited about this because it's kind of supposed to give you a look behind the curtain at like Patrick Mahomes and some of these quarterbacks. We'll see. I don't know. CMA Fest will air on ABC and Hulu on July 19th. A lot of people excited about that one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if I'm alone on this one, but I'm going to take a guess and that I'm not alone in this room and with that I include Melissa on that a little bit. The Futurama revival hits Hulu on July 24th.
Oh, my gosh.
I never really got into Futurama.
I wasn't sure. I just took a chance. I've
stated for the record here, and I will do it again, even though James is going to give me very dirty looks. I always liked Futurama better than The Simpsons. All right, I said it. I thought it was a better show.
Very excited for Futurama to hit Hulu on July 24th. Melissa.
James isn't talking to Seth anymore.
No, I have literally turned my chair around.
Turned his back to me. He's turned his back on me.
I literally turned my back to...
It's a good thing that microphone moves.
My former co-host, friend... I don't know how we're going to do director's cut now. We're going to do this with my back turned to you. That's the great thing about stuff. I think that Futurama was one of the... they were able to do with that show. Okay, these are the people we hit with The Simpsons. Who do we not hit?
Yeah.
And kind of do that with it. You're not the only person I've heard say that. That they like Futurama more than The Simpsons.
It's a personal preference, but yep.
I don't remember the other people's names because I stopped talking to them. No, I'm joking. I'm so kidding. Season 3, Part 2 of The Witcher hits Netflix on July 27th. I've gotten to see the first two episodes of the third season. It's been very good. It's
cool.
It's a fun show. If you get into that kind of that type of stuff,
fantasy type stuff, yeah.
Middle Earth kind of thing and stuff. I don't know. I love seeing people swing swords.
It's fun, you know?
Especially when it's Henry Cavill, who is just built to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, these swords, I don't know if people realize how much they weigh. And when you see guys like him swinging them around, it's like it's a straw.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah. And finally, the holidays. Of course, the big one is tomorrow, the 4th of July. We wish everybody a great 4th. Mm-hmm. We have in our good stories of the day a little later a great thing from Aspyrus about tips on the 4th of July we're going to get into.
Ooh, interesting.
Looking forward to that. Encourage everybody to enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe out there. Do want to remind everyone one more time to please know your neighborhood, know your area. Mm. If you have a soldier that is dealing with PTSD, if you have dogs in your neighborhood, please be smart about your fireworks, when you're letting them off, and what time of day and night you're letting them off.
Mm. Yeah.
I do not think it is far-fetched. I have talked to a lot of our officers, a lot of politicians. If this kind of thing were to keep up, there would be a day where there are laws in place, and not that we don't already have them, but even stricter things that could come about if we don't act right. This is not a birthright to light off fireworks on the 4th of July.
Nope.
Be smart about it.
Yeah.
And let's see here. There are a few more, like National Disco Day is this Sunday.
Got your platform shoes, your bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
National Bikini Day is on July 5th.
Oh, got to get mine out.
Yeah. I have to get one, Seth. I have not. Mine from last year, it was topical, and now this year won't fit, and I don't know. I actually, in all seriousness, I kind of, like, I don't know what one would be more uncomfortable. I think every man should be, and I've never done this, but I think every man should be forced to, like, wear a women's bathing suit just to know how uncomfortable that might be.
That's not a bad idea. I think that we should try that. Now, whether we have to see these guys. And I would say probably not.
Yeah, I don't think that others should have to suffer.
No, just for them, for them to learn, right?
Due to society. That's just mean. National Video Game Day is July 8th.
All right.
Yes, hey.
Yes. Woohoo.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
We're all gamers, right? Yeah. To a certain extent, some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we all celebrate
it's
that.
A fun one. Amazon Prime Day is July 11th and 12th. See if they actually have any deals this year.
Amazon Monopoly. I mean, Amazon Prime Day. Yes.
Monopoly Day.
Baby. Yeah.
And National Ice Cream Day is July 16th. That's a great one.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And National Cheesecake Day is July 30th.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Ice cream and cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with a lot more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Improve your home's curb appeal with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction exterior paint. It provides a true one-coat coverage that resists dirt buildup and fading for a beautiful appearance. Pick up a gallon of flat exterior paint for only $42.69 after 11% off. Good through July 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Family Natural Foods is proud to serve our wonderful hometown. They are a family-run business committed to providing personal guidance to help customers meet their health goals with reference books, natural supplements, and 75 years of experience. You will find organic, local, grass-fed meat, sustainable seafood, gluten and dairy-free products, fair trade coffee and tea, and essential oils. Come visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth and James here with you on Broadway.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Kind of fitting for three actors to have that play.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of fitting.
Very nice.
We're going to have some fun right now as we take you to the top of the hour. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, we are jam-packed. We're going to kick things off like we do every Monday with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we're going to have a monthly veterans update from our good friend Bill Heck. Looking forward to it. And touch on a little entertainment news. Got a That Ain't Right story for the ages. And some good stories of the day all coming up for you.
All right.
And including that good stories of the day, we have this email Pam sent over to us about our friends over at Aspirus Health about tips for the 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get into that. Looking forward to all of this coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. For now, we have this from Google, their top food searches in all 50 states.
All right. I love these.
Google put out its annual 4th of July grilling report, including the top how-to-grill food searches in all 50 states.
Okay.
Here are the highlights. Chicken was the number one Googled thing how to cook in six states.
Okay.
Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Maine, and the top search in Georgia is wings.
How to grill wings.
How to grill wings.
Okay.
Not very long.
Be careful with that.
Not very long, yeah.
Otherwise they're blackened and inedible.
And crispy.
Yeah.
That's a kind way of putting it, yes.
Other meats, 19 states. That includes burgers in Nevada, Arizona, and South Dakota. Other top searches include steak, ribs, pork chops, and brats.
I've grilled some pork chops this last weekend.
I was just going to say, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet good that's stuff, some man. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I had some amazing smoked brisket yesterday.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it was a melt-in-your-mouth kind of stuff.
That sounds good.
That does.
Seafood in 9 states. Things like shrimp, salmon, and swordfish are the top search in a bunch of states in New England. A little par for the course there.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Grilled clams are number one in New York.
Ooh.
Grilled clam.
Can I do that? Can I be honest with you all, just between us? I didn't know you could grill clams.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know you could do that. I did not know.
I'm pretty sure you can grill anything, but it's a question of whether you want to.
Yeah.
That's
what, James, I mean,
you could probably even dip a boot in batter and grill it. And you might like that, James.
Especially if it was leather, cow at one point.
Timberland. Maybe I try coating that.
Not the sole part, though. It's the rubber sole would not.
That's just ridiculous. Well, that's crazy. Why would you eat the sole?
Soul food.
Soul food. Veggies in 16 states. The two big ones are this year are corn and grilled asparagus with 14 of those. Grilled asparagus is having a moment.
It's amazing.
Yeah. People that I never would thought it would eat a vegetable, let alone asparagus, are talking about grilled asparagus and that. It's
interesting. I really, really wish I liked asparagus. Mm. I really do. I try it every now and then just to see if, maybe my taste has changed and I can like it now. No, unfortunately. But it looks so good. It smells good. And, it's like, I want to be able to like this, but I can't.
Laura was mentioning this the other day. Every 7 years, your taste buds change and stuff. So it's not a bad idea to do that. It's not a bad idea.
I think you should keep trying things over and over again. Yeah, give it some time, but yeah.
For me, it's been going on, I think in August, it'll be 5 or 6 years since I quit smoking, since I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And my taste buds have really come back with a vengeance. And I have to be, I'm not careful, obviously, but certain foods, if I haven't had them in years, when I go diving into them now, it's a new world to me. That song pops up. It's a whole new world. Every time. This is interesting.
Having a Disney moment with food. Just don't mind me.
A Disney moment with food. I like that.
Well, to be fair, I look and sound more like the actual Aladdin would have.
That's true. That's true.
It's my part of the world. So these are the other ones people are grilling. People in Maryland are grilling up eggplant.
Ooh, not bad.
Never had eggplant. I have never had that.
Yeah, that one can be a tricky one to prepare because it's not done right, it it's chewy or it's hard to.
Really? It's like
I don't know.
Slab of it's, wood, yeah. If you know.
Kind of,
right.
Yep. Yeah. It has to be cooked. The way I've seen it done best is low and slow.
Hmm.
So grilling it would be good, but you'd probably need to do it. There's some prep stuff to it, I would guess.
Carefully. Mm-hmm. Do it carefully.
Yes.
Yes.
Folks in Virginia want grilled portobello mushrooms this year.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
Ooh. Yes. I don't remember where the restaurant was, but they had the most amazing portobello mushroom sandwich. And it's basically just a marinated portobello mushroom top, which is bigger than the bun.
Right.
And it was the most delicious thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Wow.
Mm.
Jeez. You guys have sold it to me. I gotta try that. I'll definitely try it. Mm. The most searched sides in the past week are pasta, salad, baked beans, and coleslaw. And and finally, the top trending red, white, and blue recipe this year is red, white, and blue Jell-O shots.
Jell-O shots. Of course.
Not too surprising.
You've got blueberries, you've got strawberries, you've got whipped cream. I mean, right there. It's all right there. Yeah. You just mix them, you know, you got a nice layer, flag layer going on there.
Yeah, if you add some angel food cake.
Nicely done. I think that hot dogs are certainly a big one this time of year, but I think of Sloppy Joe's with the 4th of July. I don't know why.
Out in North Dakota, when we lived there, they don't call it Sloppy Joe's, they call it barbecue. It was at every, I mean, you had any get together, you would have the barbecue there and the crock pot and the anything you went
that
to
was
there.
My grandma always made that too.
Mm-hmm.
Any family gathering.
Yeah, I've seen that at a couple. We're going to be talking more food in a little bit here as we get into the Kitchens Open, our opening segment in the 9 o'clock hour coming up, along with a update from our good friend Bill Heck. We'll get that veterans update in there for you as well. All coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here on WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rep.